USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryde. A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a corrupt Ukrainian natural gas producer. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Both Twitter and Facebook have blocked the story on their platforms. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett faced the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, probably for the last time before the Senate votes in 2 weeks. Senator Leahy of Vermont.
Could that be a threat to our constitutional form of government?
As I said, the Supreme Court can't control whether or not the president obeys.
Does a president have an absolute right to pardon himself?
Senator Leahy, so far as I know, that question has never been litigated. So because it would be opining on an open question when I haven't gone through the judicial process to decide it, it's not one on which I can offer a view.
Barrett again declined to preview how she would rule on potential cases during her confirmation hearing, as any good judge would do. Walmart stores said Wednesday it will be splitting up its Black Friday sales into three different events for 2020. In order to contain crowds during the coronavirus pandemic and to avoid overwhelming the supply chain. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR is back at it this Sunday. Joey Logano talks about the Kansas Speedway racetrack.
Well, it's been quite a few years now since it's kind of widened out. I remember, I guess it was 5 years ago. Maybe I always remember this. I remember Jamie McMurray venturing up into the third groove, and that was no man's territory at the time. And he went by me like I was sitting still, and I said, oh, there's something going on up there. And then we went up there that race, and that same race we won. So I remember that kind of being that moment where Kansas widened out, and now with this rules package we have there, it's insane because you're almost wide open. The leaders can be wide open. If you're in dirty air, you're lifting just a little bit. The runs you get off the top side are just crazy, and it makes restarts insane, kind of like Vegas is. It's a lot like Vegas right now where this rules package just makes it nuts.
The race is Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have taken pictures of a free-floating evaporating gaseous globule located in the constellation Cassiopeia. Evaporating gaseous globules, or EGGs, are compact pockets of dense interstellar gas where stars are being born. When a massive new star starts to shine while within the EGG, its energetic radiation can ionize the cloud's hydrogen and create a large hot bubble of ionized gas. That's according to Hubble astronomers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.